Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Oh my God, thank God.
Yes.
Come on, baby. No way.
Oh my God.
Look at you. No. Talk
about this is insane.
Try to tell the this truth. Is haunting. Stay
up half the night. I love it.
Trying to crack your code. Oh my God. Stay up half the night. But I'd rather hit the road. I just wanna know how. Oh my God.
So good. Make me wanna go out and steal. I just wanna fuck you.
Come on, baby, now. Help me work it out.
I won't let you down. Since you don't need to shout. That was unbelievably cool. We'll play the rest of that at the end.
Our first in-person live show, I want to walk out to that.
I loved that. I laughed at it.
That
which
was
is like,
unbelievable.
John Mayer says that if you laugh at a song, that means it's good.
Who sent that in? Who made that masterpiece?
That came in from Jay, and he said, that's right. It's a theme song that is, well, for want of a better word, unusable. However, it's a fever dream I cannot escape. I love it. So maybe don't say you love what you send
for
in.
For want
yeah.
of a better word, unusable.
Unusable? Is that fair to say?
You're
that
shooting
was awesome.
A film. Oh, man. All these takes were great. They are, lack of a better term, unusable. But we really appreciate the effort that you put in.
Okay, so we're going to do another take?
No, we actually don't have enough battery left.
Battery?
That was amazing, Jay. Thank you. That was perfect. Not only was it usable, it is. I'm logging that away. I really mean it. When we do an in-person live show, whenever that may be, I want that to be our entrance song.
What a shame the poor groom's bride is. I just wanna know.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey. Now the end is Jeff.
What?
I don't know.
Hi. I am the end.
What's up? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Good.
You know, Phoebe Bridgers, I Know the End?
Mm-mm.
That means that she knows me.
I don't think so. Well, she knows the song. The she knows the song The End by the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I know the end.
Me? What? No.
What? Obviously
at
not.
A meet and greet?
What? No. Jeff, what's new
it's
with
so
you?
Cold here.
You,
what temperature is it there? Please.
I was
tell
waiting
me.
In line. Oh, I was waiting in line for a routine COVID test today. Elizabeth and I went, and it was so fucking hot. It is.
It's hot.
Well, it's like 75. 70,
don't tell
no, 78
me that,
right now.
Man.
But
it's
we were
20
in,
here.
But we were standing in direct sunlight. I had a because Daniel went before us, and he's like. the line is really long. Riley, you should wear sunscreen and bring an umbrella. And I did both. And Daniel calls me, he goes, oh, my fair lady. And it's my favorite joke. So yeah, it was
you
it was
standing
done.
With us with a an yeah, umbrella for you, sun protection.
I'm gonna send
so
you a photo of what I looked like in line at this COVID testing site.
You probably looked scarier than someone with COVID.
I looked like a tourist. oh, Elizabeth has it. So yeah, so it's cold there.
It's fucking freezing. It's below zero.
That sucks.
I was walking just from my friend's apartment to the subway, and then from the subway to my place. And I swear to God, I was on the verge of frostbite. And I was bundled.
You went to New York at the worst possible time.
That's true. No, I mean, I've said this to everybody.
If you can't take her at her worst, then you don't deserve her at her best.
You're reading from note cards. This is a printout of your Tumblr from 2008.
She believed she could, so she may be little, but she is.
It's too many.
Realize. Sorry, they all got mixed up on one card.
So you printed them onto one card. You yes. collaged.
Yeah.
I haven't been outside since this morning, and I refuse. Tomorrow's going to be even colder.
Please look at the photo I just sent you.
I've made a horrible mistake by being here. Oh my God. Please post this to the Instagram. Also, the live photo is you laughing at Elizabeth taking the photo. You look crazy. Your outfit looks cool though.
I'm
singing in the sun.
I'm singing in the sun. Oh my God. So I it was so hot, and because I'm so pale and I'm at high risk for skin cancer, I had full black leggings on. I had like a black jacket on over what is now a vintage HeadGum tee, because it's our design that we don't use anymore, and a hat and sunscreen all over and an umbrella. And I got home, I sweat through my entire shirt, so I'm now in a different HeadGum shirt. And then later today,
so it's laundry day.
It is laundry day.
Yeah.
Today we are going to our Daniel's family friend's house, because she's getting rid of a couch. A small couch that we want. And she's like, I don't want this anymore. It's also a pull-out couch, so that's actually going to go in the office where I'm at. But she's like, we don't have movers, so you guys need to just figure it out. And so we're like, okay.
Jesus.
So, and Elizabeth felt it. And she's like,
those were their exact words?
She wrote a haiku for us in an email about picking up the couch.
Okay.
But we called Avi. Like, it's definitely more than a three-person job. So that's going to be my day today, is just sweat. Today is sweat for me. We're having completely opposite experiences.
And neither is good.
Sweating, I think, is worse. I'd prefer you, because I prefer being cold to being hot.
Me too.
Because then you can bundle up.
Yeah.
Here, I'm doing heavy lifting in direct sunlight.
You can't take your skin off.
No.
Well, no, don't try to think of innovative ways.
Well, it's not that I can't. It's that I shouldn't.
You'd die. Yeah, you'd die.
I guess.
Not you guess.
So, literally.
It also wouldn't make you less hot.
After we record, I will be going to move a couch.
Well, I hope it goes well. And at the end of the day, both literally and, you know, the old saying, you will have earned pizza and beer if you'd like. It's like a moving day.
It's like a moving day. I guess at the end of the day, it's like when you do something hard, or even if you haven't done anything hard, everyone deserves a treat. Okay. One of my favorite sketches from SNL from Please Don't Destroy is Rami Malek deserves a treat. Speaking of treats, I'm thinking of something sweet.
Yep.
I'm thinking of something you can crunch and munch.
Okay.
I'm thinking of something sugary.
All right.
Sugar cereals. We're talking that Lucky
Charms.
And
it is for reals.
We're talking that Cap'n Crunch. We're talking those fruity
Reese's
and
Puffs.
Cocoa
Reese's
Puffs.
Puffs.
Oh, yes. Reese's
Peanut butter
Puffs.
Chocolate.
Cookie Crisp. We're talking all of it. Frosted Flakes. They're more than good. They're great. They're flakes.
Tricks are for kids.
They're after me, Lucky Charm. We already did Lucky Charm, but we didn't. Jeff, talk to me about it. Wax sugar cereals.
I haven't had a sugar cereal in a while. But it's not something I ever crave. But I mean, my favorite's Captain Crunch, and
I love how it just absolutely ravages the roof of your mouth. It just tears it up, and I'm not even kidding. It's amazing.
If you're not sore after that, a bowl of that Cap'n stuff, did you even have enough?
Did you even have the crunch? If it's hard to munch,
you know you've had Cap'n Crunch when it's hard to munch.
So Cap'n Crunch is your favorite?
It is my favorite. I think the last time I've had Cap'n Crunch was maybe on frozen yogurt.
Ooh.
Even that was a while ago.
How would you describe the flavor of Cap'n Crunch?
Good. I'd describe it as pretty fucking good. No, it's like
because it's not quite peanut butter, mm-hmm. but it's the same thing as like Pops or something. It's like what? It's yeah. just like, it's not vanilla.
It's that grain.
It's like pastry.
That maize. That corny stuff. I do believe it's a corn-based crunch.
It is. I guess it's just corn-flavored, right?
Yeah. But it's sweet corn. It probably is just sweet corn, which people eat.
I love
sweet
corn.
I've never had a sweet corn. I've had a kettle corn. I've had a Cap'n Crunch. I've had kicks. And I get my rocks off. I've never had maize.
Got it.
But I have a feeling if I did, I would be amazed. What's your favorite childhood sugar cereal or adulthood?
Childhood. I mean, Cap'n Crunch was, of course, in the rotation. I think Lucky Charms was the goat for me.
I could have guessed, just in terms of
the Irish
your
of it all. Yeah. that was amazing. Reese's Puffs. Fruity Pebbles is fucking incredible. I love me some Fruity Pebbles. I remember being little and being in the grocery store seeing Cookie Crisp, and after having seen commercials for it and stuff. And
it's just cookies.
It was just cookies. I remember begging my mom.
Yeah.
Like, please. And she only let me get it one time. She's like, okay, I'll buy one box and literally never again.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. And I think I only had it the one time because I'm like, this is literally just cookies. And even then, I'm like, this is too much for me.
Yeah. Did you ration it, or did you have it in like two or three servings?
I don't remember. All I remember is like the instant gratification of her saying, like, finally giving it and being like, okay, one box, but you're never allowed to ask me for this again. And I was like, deal. But I think Reese's Puffs and Lucky Charms were tied for the top. But Frosted Flakes, listen, they're all quite good. I'm the same way. I haven't had any of those in so long. I feel like I would like go into cardiac arrest if I had any of them right now. But if someone were to plop down like a big old bowl of Frosted Flakes in front of me, I would eat that shit up.
You don't want to have a pool. You want a friend with a pool. You don't want to have the box of Cap'n Crunch. Yes. You want a friend with a box. And then it's like you're over there one night and he offers you.
100%.
John Mayer had a really interesting Instagram story back when he was more active. And I do miss his Instagram presence because it was very entertaining. He made the point that Cookie Crisp was just cookies and milk.
Literally just cookies and milk.
So he's like, why should I buy Cookie Crisp when I could buy mini Oreos? And so it was him who poured a bag of mini Oreos into water, and that was cereal. And that's unbelievable. And
They also made that a cereal. Mini Oreos was a cereal, or like Oreos, or something like that.
It was an Oreo cereal that had like the multigrains infused and shit. It's like, it's already bad for you. Just go for the bad, which is that mini Oreo shit.
That mini Oreo shit. I was at my family's house the other day, and I was really hungry, and they didn't like, they were like, oh, we haven't gotten groceries yet. But I did see a box of just like plain Special K in the pantry. And I'm like, okay. And I had that with just some regular milk and some blueberries on top. That shit slapped. That was amazing.
Really?
I just haven't had a bowl of cereal in a long time. And so to have a full bowl of that.
What's the ingredients list on Simple K?
I don't know. Special K. Simple K.
No, Simple K.
I used to love the dark chocolate Special K, which is literally just Special K with little bits of dark chocolate
chunks of dark chocolate.
Incredible.
It's just rice, wheat gluten, sugar, defatted wheat germ, and malt flavor.
Oh, well, it's just defatted wheat germ.
I mean, I don't know what that is, but the rest is pretty whole.
Don't describe something as pretty whole.
Oh, another shout out, oatmeal squares. Oatmeal squares are the best adult sugar cereal. It actually has a lot of fiber in it, so it's good for you. And it's
mini wheats.
Frosted
mini wheats, I think, are top tier for me. Frosted
mini wheats. I haven't had those in a long time.
Oh, frosted mini wheats.
We should do a cereal party when I get back.
Frosted mini wheats. Because it's like, I feel like a lot of the other cereals, it's like you're just eating air, you're eating sugar air. But Frosted Mini Wheats, it had enough like mass to it.
Yeah.
That you're
you
like,
would
oh,
love
I'm
oatmeal
full.
Squares.
Frosted Mini Wheats. And it wasn't
crunch.
Too sweet because it's like you only had it on one side of it. Oh my
yeah.
God. That was incredible. I could really go for a bowl.
I tell you. I honestly, and then we'll get into some reviews, but I really do feel a little gypped that you, as an Irishman, got to have a cereal that represented your culture. Like, where were the chicken tikka masala O's?
I really appreciate you workshopping this tweet with me right now.
Like, what about fucking Raha Mishi flakes?
What about doll squares?
Doll K.
Doll K. Man, I could really go for a bowl of Doll K right now. Let
a bowl
me tell
of
you. Doll K.
Huh? Elizabeth, who's your friend?
Huh?
All right, okay. Should we get into our first review?
Samosos.
That's so good. Just peas and chickpeas. In coconut milk.
Oh,
that's so funny.
You need doll kit.
What's K?
What do you mean?
Dolls kills? No, not
what?
Clothing,
no.
Idiot.
The cereal. The lentil.
I really don't think so.
Oh my God.
Okay. You want to start us off with our first review?
Oh, yes. Okay. We're going back to the lucky. We're going back to my culture cereal. We're gonna do some Lucky Charms. Oh shit! I'm crying. Okay. Just peas and chickpeas.
This is a cereal. You put chickpeas in a bag.
It's a deconstructed samosa.
It's not good.
In a bowl.
It's not even kind of. It's not even savory enough to be in milk.
Sorry. This is 5 stars for Lucky Charms from Shari. Yeah. Can you give Shari a last name?
Let's do Shari Quaker.
Shari Quaker. 5 stars. The title is Yummy. The box is big and it makes it hard not to eat it too fast. This is my mommy treat after the kids go to bed. It's amazing to sit down alone. It's amazing to sit down alone without 10 eyes staring at you and eat a bowl of Lucky Charms. It tastes so much better when you can relax a little and enjoy your bites instead of trying to eat fast. My 5 kids do not get to eat this type of cereal since they don't need the extra sugar, but heck, mommy deserves a treat some nights.
They don't get any?
This treat's just for mommy. This is mommy's treat. Heck. Mommy deserves to have a little bit of treat sometimes. All you kids, I put your chocolates, the snack packs,
mommy,
in your lunch boxes.
Can I call you mom? I'm the oldest. I'm 15, so I'm trying to level with you. The others came here to just talk to you to see if we could have some.
What is this? Why are you all circling up around me? It's 10:30. You all should be in bed.
I just don't think it's fair, if I can speak for everybody, that you get to have the Halloween candy that we went out and trick-or-treated for. I understand that you say we don't need the sugar, but it's one night a year.
And I was so looking forward to it because all year I've been dreaming about having one Tootsie Roll. And you said I could. And now you're eating them by the fistful.
Yeah, it's actually, you're eating a lot of candy, Mom.
I'm not even.
You're choking. You're not even enjoying it.
Listen,
you're eating it fast.
Listen,
I know I told you kids you could have some, but it's been a really hard week and I feel like I give you kids lots of treats. But hey, who's the one who made all your costumes by hand? Who's the one who went into every haunted house with you that you guys were too scared to go into? And to be honest, I was a little freaked out too. And who's the one who had to deal with the rest of the PTA moms at the Halloween costume parade bash? Looking at me because I had the oldest version of the iPhone and I couldn't use anyone's charger.
Cut to that. You still have the wide charger?
Oh, well, I figure if it ain't broke. hey, I'm pretty low on juice. Does anyone have an iPhone 3 charger?
They all laugh. You're funny, Carolyn. But you're
Carolyn,
not one of us.
You're such a gas. No, and you'll never be. Oh, all right.
How's being a single mom?
I'm actually, Richard's just been on a business trip for a couple weeks.
He's just been on, is that what he told you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have him on Find My Friends. He is, he's still in North Carolina. So I know he doesn't come around here a lot. So.
You know what North Carolina's famous for?
Oh my God. I don't think she does.
Let's say it on the same time. We'll say it at the same time because we all know it is 3, 2, 1.
Women.
So many women there.
So many women. And Carolyn, I'm sorry, but if he's in North Carolina for more than 2 minutes, he's going to find some.
He's going to find at least one. One? 100%. It's probably more than that, but a guaranteed one.
Well, I mean, his 2 out of the 7 of the business associates he's traveling with are women. So, I mean...
And there it is.
And there it is.
And there it is.
We're so sorry. And especially
I would say
this
I know what
year.
You mean, but we really keep it tight. And so our husbands are always with us at night.
And that's our motto. And I think that's why I'll never be part of the group, because it's like, if you keep it tight, you'll get your husband every night.
At night. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what his job is, what he tells you that he has to travel. He doesn't have to travel.
He doesn't have to travel.
To North Carolina, fly back to be with you at night and fly back in the morning, and he's not doing that.
That sounds, one, really expensive, and two, like, that sounds exhausting. I don't think that's... But it's like, if your man doesn't go to those lengths for you, I don't know what to tell you. It either sounds like you're just not keeping it tight enough, or like you're not right enough for him.
Right. It's a really good way of putting it. That's why she's one of us.
And that's why you'll never be one of us.
Sorry.
Now my phone's dead.
Cut back. All we're asking is for one piece of candy each. I think that's fair. I don't even need to have mine because I'm older. But like, Randy's 4.
Wow, Trevor, you think you're so selfless. You think you're a selfless, fearless leader coming down here and saying, well, I can forgo my candy. I can forgo my candy to give it to Randy. We all thought it was really nice that he would do that for us because he's the best big brother in the world. And he's been more of a dad to us.
Don't you dare.
Go down that road.
Been on a business trip for a year. That's not a business trip.
It's a business trip. His business relocated to North Carolina. So he's there.
He works at 7-Eleven. He could work at any 7-Eleven.
You guys.
It didn't relocate.
The case that you're trying to build to get some candy. This is mommy's treat.
Everything's become mommy's treat. We don't get any treats now. Everything is mommy's treat.
What are you talking about? Of course you get treats. Not I get one thing a night. And what do you mean everything's become my treat? I give you the world.
The one thing you get a night is 3 hours of unbothered mommy time. And you do a lot within those 3 hours. So it's actually several things. You have dinner separate from us.
Well, you guys sit at the kids' table.
Right. The kids' table is just the floor.
It's just the floor. You get the whole dining table with like 7 seats. And there's 4 of us.
You watch the Family Stone really often.
You make us watch Family Guy. We're not even of the right age to enjoy it.
And then you read books on history, and I don't think you're reading because it's so clear that your phone screen is on because it's illuminated from the book.
Sometimes the books are dense, and if I want to play Candy Crush, I can do that because I'm mommy and that's my treat.
Everything's your treat.
Well, we just feel like relationships are two-way streets, and we let you get your treats, and we just also want some treats.
He's 4. He shouldn't have to say what he just said and to understand what he's saying. He understands reciprocity. Okay. You're not actually crying.
No, I think I see what's going on here. You think so. I'm a bad mom. And you think bad mommies don't deserve good treaties. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't phrase it like that, but yes.
So what? So if I give you each a piece of candy, then suddenly I'll be a good mommy and I'll deserve the treats?
Yeah. Are you asking me how you can earn the treats now?
Well, I mean,
it's like,
I feel like the power has shifted in the house. And since you're the man of the house, now that dad's away, I guess you're right. I'm sorry.
Say stuff like that.
I'm sorry that it's, I've been acting out. I've been naughty and throwing tantrums. And maybe mommy's been having more treats than she should. So, Trevor, if I give you all your Halloween candy back, may I have a treat and be excused from the table?
This is very confusing, but yes. I shouldn't be spoken to by my mom like that. You are still in charge, and I'm asking you to just take it more seriously. Now you're a kid, and I have to become a parent at 17, so that sucks.
Well, like I said before, I think you're doing better being dad than dad.
All right, yes. If you give us our Halloween candy back, you may be excused, Mom.
Thank you so much. I'll be in my room, and if you want to put me in timeout, then that's okay. Right. I do have my iPad up there and a TV, but it's mounted into the wall, so I guess you could take away the remote from me.
What was your childhood like, by the way? I've never asked you. Cut to that.
Hey, Mom, I'm hungry. Can we have dinner soon?
I don't know. Can we have dinner soon?
Oh, wait, what?
Wait, what? All right, let's take a quick break. Thanks some sponsors, and we'll be right back with more sugar cereal reviews.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Nobody knows.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. All right, Riley, this is a 5-star review of Cap'n Crunch. I'm not going to sugarcoat it because it's already sugarcoated.
From
this comes from Samantha R.
Samantha Ree.
Like R-E?
R-E-E, like Samantha B, but Samantha
Ree. Okay, Samantha Ree. 5 stars. This was my favorite cereal as a kid. Yes, I still eat a bowl on occasion as an adult. I love it that much. The sweet corn flavor along with the crunch is great. I like to get it a little soggy. Otherwise, the roof of my mouth takes a beating. You know what I mean.
Man, being in college is so cool. Like, finally, it's like, I love being able to just, like, be boys and, like, talk about all the sex we're having. Like, it's so cool that, like, all of us are doing it and we can all be so open about it and, like,
yeah,
learn from each other.
Yeah, sex and unlimited screen time.
Unlimited and unlimited soda. We can have anything we want. Like, we're men now.
Yeah, we can do pot. Or I can have a ton of sugar cereals.
Yeah, doing the stuff that our parents wouldn't allow.
Excuse me, you two in the back. Yeah, you're in a lecture hall, so when you're at the back, the sound actually travels to the front, and we have a guest speaker. So can you guys at least whisper, ideally not talk at all? Sorry about that.
Sorry, it's just so sorry about that,
team. It's so freeing because there's nobody to tell us to be quiet.
Yeah.
I just did tell you to be quiet. I mean, if you need to step out, that's fine. You don't have to be here.
See, we can let you step out of the room if we want. Like, we don't even get detention.
Yeah,
what'd
it's college. You're paying you guys are paying a ton of money to be here, so it is kind of like you guys are adults now, so either be here and learn
that,
or don't.
Mike, we're adults.
We're adults.
He even said so.
Let's go get some fucking sugar cereals, Corey. Cut to them at a supermarket or bodega.
Holy balls. We have like the pick of the litter, my dude. Like literally any of these we could walk away with. You don't even have to ask mom.
I know, but you know what? I'm kind of worried.
What about?
I'm worried that the clerk isn't going to let us buy it.
Oh.
I take the box, put it in my jacket. Shh.
Okay,
they
dude,
try to
I
walk out.
Anything. I wouldn't even say anything.
The security guard sees them. Excuse me, what's in your... Can I see what's in your jacket?
Run!
Go! They go! Run. Go!
Cut to them being interviewed by the police. And how old are you guys?
We're adults, that's
for adults.
Sure.
We're adults. We're legal adults. So I don't know why it even matters because, like, we're literally of age.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got some bad news for you fellas. I mean, being an adult also has its downfalls.
I'm not... You could be tried for this as adults if I decide to arrest
what?
You.
Wait. Well, what's the difference between being tried as an adult and tried as a kid?
Well, being tried as a kid, it might, you know, you might get it off your record, you know, with good behavior, maybe some community service.
Okay.
Then we're 17.
Okay. Are you 17?
We're just boys. We're just kids and we make mistakes. And that's the whole thing about being a kid is that it's like you learn and you grow. And it's like, even when you mess up, it's okay because you get a million second chances.
Okay. Well, that's not necessarily true. But here, clearly something else is going on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys are speaking very strangely for 18-year-olds.
17.
What do you mean?
17 and a half. And a half, right? You guys' fathers weren't around, were they?
What makes you say that?
How would you even know that? Like, and not even how would you know that, because that means that I'm confirming that he wasn't.
Right. But it's like, even if that were the case, it's like, what? Do we have like shirts on that say like, my dad based his business in North Carolina and I live in Milwaukee? Like,
well, yours
I don't think
does
so.
Say that exactly right.
Damn
yeah.
it.
So that's kind of how I knew.
Dude, I told you to change shirts.
I'm sorry. It's like in college, it's like you want people to get to know you. And it's like, I'm not great with words. And so I figured like I could let my shirt do the talking since
your
I'm from
ears
Milwaukee.
Look a little, your ears look a little cold. You might want to put a hat on.
Takes out a hat, puts it on. I wasn't very good at sports on it.
The fuck, dude?
What? I'm trying to cut to the chase, man, so I can chase that tail.
It's weird. No, but you're gonna get any tail wearing stuff that is really personal stuff about you.
Girls like it when you open up. Like, I'm just trying to be vulnerable. Like, I'm sharing parts about myself that I can't say. Like, it's hard for me to verbalize it, so that's why I'm like, it's wearable.
The cop gets a call. 10-4, we've got a high-speed chase suspect on the loose on the freeway.
Cool.
Okay. You know what? I got guys, I gotta go, but fix yourselves.
Oh, we got off scot-free.
We got off scot-free, so I guess we can just, like, leave. Like, if we just walk out, like, no one's gonna stop us.
Wait, it's 8:30. Didn't you have that date?
Shit.
Cut to him on the date.
Oh, I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just, like, doing some crazy shit. Today was, like, oh, my God. It was so hard. Like,
why does your shirt say I was really scared earlier?
Well, it's, like, I don't know. I want to open up to you because I feel like we really hit it off on Hinge, and like I just wanted to. It's just I'm not great with words, so like, if you just you know, people say like I wear my heart on my sleeve. I wear my heart on my shirt and my sleeve. I pull down my jacket and there's a thing on the sleeve that says "You make me really nervous."
Yeah, I can't do this.
Pull down the other sleeve. The shirt says,
right.
Please don't go. I don't want to spend another night
alone.
So
you knew this would happen. It's the desperation. Can I just give you some advice?
I pull down my collar. It says yes.
What?
You're like a fortune teller.
No, I just like... I'm an empath. And so I kind of have like...
Oh, never mind. She gets up and leaves.
Pulls down the back of my shirt. The entire back of my shirt says, "Wait, please don't go."
It's a whole speech.
Yeah.
It's like a movie
please
speech.
Please give me, it's like the end credits. Please give me a second chance. I know I can be a little off-putting at first, but it's because my ego is too big and I need to take it down a notch. I promise that I'll be the man that you want me to be and that my dad never was.
God, you have a lot of abandonment issues then, too. This is too much for me. I just wanted to hook up tonight. I'm sorry.
Hook up? I can...
Not
I can
anymore. But I'm an open book. All right, should we do our last review?
Yeah. You are literally an open book. Your shirt is a novel.
You're too open, and it is a book, and you are a book.
And that sucks.
And that's, you speak volumes.
You speak volumes. Okay. This is also for Captain Crunch.
Love it.
5 stars from Jim C.
Jim Cereal. Obviously.
Damn it. 5 stars from Jim Cereal. The title is Classic Indulgence. How can you go wrong with the captain? Simple, classic indulgence. Personally, I rotate between a healthy choice cereal and a palate pleaser. Subjectively speaking, I consider this the latter. Unfortunately, no prize inside. You do have the consolation of a colorful, engaging box.
Hi, Sharks. I wanted to introduce you to my new product. It's a mix of health and partying, and I think you guys are going to like it a lot.
Okay, that's interesting. You know, in this quarter, in 2022, we are looking for that balance. I think that's what a lot of our consumers want, so please.
Yes, Mr. Cuban, can I ask you a question up top?
Yeah, sure.
What's the worst part of a protein shake?
I guess when it tastes too chalky.
What'd you say?
When it tastes too chalky.
Okay, because I was really banking on you saying that it doesn't get you drunk. Introducing Strong Island Iced Tea, the only dive bar mixed drink with 25 grams of protein per serving. So it's a little bit of the healthy stuff and a little bit of a palate cleanser, if you know what I mean. A palate pleaser, I should have said. The other sharks all get up and leave. Mark's the only one who stays.
Wait, all right, I'll catch up with you guys later. I feel like what? I can't just leave him alone in the studio. Sam, this has never happened before, obviously.
They all walked out.
They did all walk out.
I've never seen that on the show.
I've never seen that either. I've been here for multiple seasons. And Sam, I will be honest with you. This has never happened in the history of the show.
I think it's
before.
A good idea.
It is not a good idea.
Can I show you? It's a whole line of products. Can I show you another one?
How much time will this take?
The IP way. So this one's sort of, yeah. It's
an
pale
IP
ale with, contrary to the name, it's actually plant protein.
So let me be clear. Just as an elevator pitch, you are making protein
drinks, but like alcoholic beverages packed with
That's
protein.
That's correct. Yes.
Why?
I think it's good. Because I think it's good.
Because you think it's good. So that's the thing is, if I could give you some advice, I can't believe I'm doing this, but whatever gets you out of the studio fastest, when you're thinking about a product, it's less about, oh, I think this is, I'd like this. Think about what the consumer wants. Think about where there's a lack in the market.
I've never seen this.
What hole can you fill? As an entrepreneur, what needs have not been met that you think that your product can meet those needs?
Okay.
So I think when people are going out for the night, if they're getting drinks, they could get their protein from eating with their drinks. That's why people go out to dinners. You can have a few drinks at dinner. And usually the meal will taste a lot better than I imagine a protein-based alcoholic beverage would be. So obviously I'm not going to invest any money into this. I feel like I'm just going to say that right off the bat because I feel like it's...
You want to buy the whole company?
No. That's why I wanted to be clear because I feel like you are just going to rush to a lot of conclusions.
I just don't get why after a workout...
Let's say sit down on the floor like crisscross applesauce.
I just don't understand because like after... I get your point. You know, it's nice to eat food and have a beverage with dinner. That's
the rest
awesome.
Of the crew is like packing up and walking out.
It's not, they're not even rolling sound anymore. They're just having a conversation. But like, what about after a workout? You know, you want to get boozy and jacked. This is it.
I don't think that's... did you do any polling? Did you do any kind of group discussions or actually talking to consumers, like focus groups? That's the word I was looking for. Did you do any focus groups with this?
I did do one focus group, but I mean, full transparency, just because I don't want you to buy in and then find out, it was, I mean, the clientele were a little biased.
Cut to that.
Hey, guys at my gym who I've also
What's
seen
up,
at bars.
Man? What's up, bro? What can we do for you, little guy?
What would you guys be interested in, like so basically it's a protein shake that also gets you drunk.
Done.
Cool. Thank you. Cut back.
Okay, it sounds like you work out with people with alcohol dependency issues and are gym rats, I guess. I feel like that's...
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I feel
no,
like
No, you're right.
Very...
It's stupid.
No. Let me think about this a little bit. Hey, everybody, start. Can you speed? Can you start speeding? Roll sound and camera. Yeah. Get the lights back on. Yes. Back up. All right.
So dumb.
Hey, Mark. Sam?
Whey and alcohol is the stupidest thing I ever thought of.
I think you are a visionary. I think you have tapped into a previously untapped market.
No.
And I'm in. I'm writing you a blank check, as much money as you need. I think this is an incredible idea.
No, you convinced me that it was dumb, so I'm going to rip the check in half.
No, okay, here's another check. Please.
Rips it.
Stop ripping it.
What do you want?
I want in. I want to give you as much. Why? What do you mean, what do I want? You
IP came, Way? What the hell was that?
It's a great
Why
idea.
Didn't you
it's
say
a very
anything
clever name.
Earlier.
I did, and then I changed my mind.
And so did I.
No one's... This is the most unprecedented episode of this show. If you walk out right now, I you're never getting another chance from me. So I'm telling you, I will give you... I'm a very wealthy man. I'll give you as much money as you want. Blank check. Write down any number you can think of.
And for how much? For what percentage of my company do you even want?
I'll take as little as you need me to. I couldn't be giving
shut up,
you
shut
a
up,
better
shut up,
offer.
Shut up, Mark Cuban. Shut up, Mark Cuban. Let me think this. Let me think about this for a second.
All the crew was like, oh my God.
Blank check. I could make it $100 million.
Nothing to think about.
Could literally, but then he's going to take even 1% would be too much to go away for that much.
I could take 0.1% as much as you want me to.
0.1 for $100 million, that's not a good valuation. I think it's worth trillions.
I'm telling you, you can write down whatever you want. Again, blank check. This is entirely in your control. You could become, your business could be huge right now.
No, because you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, I'd rather have the whey and an alcoholic drink separately, and that's what I want.
Wow. Okay, you know what? Maybe this is a good thing because you clearly, like, as much as I love your idea,
hang
you
on.
Seem like
I'll
the worst
the
person to
do. No, I'll take the deal.
No, I already tore up Jay.
We can paste it back together. Hang on.
No.
$10 million for 100%.
No, I'm not doing this anymore. You are a bad business person. Don't get exasperated.
I loved
with
it when
me.
You didn't like it. And then I didn't like it when you liked
and
it. Now we're on the same page.
Well, no, we're not anymore. Then this is exactly why. It's not even the business idea that I don't want in on. It's you as a business partner. I have no interest in working with you.
All right. This whole thing sucked.
Leave the studio. You've just been sitting
down. I don't
down,
have to go at any time. They said I could hang out.
Who said that?
I don't know, a PA or something. Maybe they didn't say it, but I'd love to. Wait. Can I show you, before you walk out, can I show you one more product?
Fine.
Introducing a Shirley dimple. Because there are certain exercises I believe that you can kind of do with your cheeks to get dimples, and then it's like a Shirley dimple with whey. Actually, that's misleading. It's not whey. It's plant protein.
So this isn't even alcoholic?
This one's going to be a virgin option just for people who don't drink.
So it's just a protein drink.
It's a little bit reductive, but kind of, yeah. Do you like it?
I like Shirley Temples.
And you
like
this
product? Something that a lot of people don't know about me is that my favorite drink is a Shirley Temple.
That's cool. So would you be interested in this? Because you work out a lot.
No, here's the thing, Sam. I want to invest in your company.
Great.
I just think you are terrible and don't know anything about business.
Then buy the entire company. You won't have to work with me.
Great.
No, I don't want to sell the whole thing, though.
Oh, my God. I don't want to sell the whole thing, though. You offered it. You didn't have to say it.
My co-hosts are gone. Because of you. They walked out after the first thing you said.
They didn't even just leave the episode. They quit the show. They quit business. All of them are now working at a 7-Eleven in North Carolina.
Kevin O'Leary is working at Ground Game LA. He's a progressive activist for you.
And I'm going to work at Groundworks Coffee Shop for fun.
Well, then fine. Let's have everybody work on the show and then invest in my idea. That's not on the table. All right, should we do our last segment?
Yeah.
This shook me all week long.
Wine school. I'm back, baby. Level 2.
Holy shit.
It is already so much more work than level 1.
You're in it currently?
I'm in it currently. It started yesterday.
What level do you have to get to before you can like get hired with that certification? Like what's the level people want you to
I
have?
Don't know.
Care.
I don't give a shit. No, I'm actively looking for like wine retail jobs right now. I don't know. Definitely I think I'd need to be at least past level 3 to like be a somm. I need to look more into that. Like across the board, I've continued to look up like what WSET certifications do you need to do XYZ.
Yeah.
I don't think you need any to like work at a wine bar or a wine shop. I think it's like to be a somm or to be someone higher up who's like recommending certain or trying to do certain pairings or something, you have to be at have more experience with that.
But
right now I'm just starting level 2, and it's like level 1 I'm like, this is so easy because it quite literally I'm such a nerd. I love school, like love learning all this stuff, and it was like you don't need to do level 1 to do level 2. Level 2 is like an entry, you can do that, but I'm like, you know what, I want to start from nothing, so I'm gonna do level 1 and then like I want to work my way through all of them.
Yeah.
And level 1, I'm like, wow, this is easy. It's like, here's how to
did you get 100% on
I
your
got
thing?
100% on my level 1 certification, and it was like, here's how to describe, or here's how to write notes for tasting wine. So it's like you look at the appearance, then you sniff the wine, you nose the wine, and then you taste and you write different notes for each. And it was like, here's how to describe it.
I think the certification program stole their technique from How I Have Sex.
That's horrible.
You said you nose the wine.
So
Then in level two, it's like an approach to tasting. I'm like, oh, I already know all this stuff. No, I don't. It's like, instead of being like, what does the wine taste like? Does it taste like red fruits? Does it taste like citrus? Da, 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 da. Here, I'm going to hold this up. It's like, here are the three different kinds of flavors. They're the primary aromas and flavors, the secondary, and the tertiary. And within that, there are certain clusters of, it's like, okay, within primary, it's like floral, green fruit, citrus fruit, stone fruit, all this stuff. But then the specific kind of things within that, for each, it's just, it's interesting and it's a lot, but I'm like, oh, level one truly was like, here you dumb fucking pieces of cardboard. Like, this is, you use your nose and your eyes and your mouth. And then level two is like, truly, I'm like, ah, this is amazing. Damn. And now level two is like, here's every single kind of fruit a human has ever seen before. Memorize all of them. And then you have to put them into categories.
Jesus it's Christ.
Wild.
Is it fun though? Still,
it is or? Really fun.
That's good. What do you have to get to pass? 67?
For level one, it was like 70% to pass. And I was okay. Like, great. I don't know about level two. And I think level two is like maybe a week or two long. My exam is on February 20th. So it's just over a month, but I'm excited. And I'm already through week one of like theory. Yeah. And I did that all last night. Because it's so much work, I'm like, oh, I really need to like budget my time and my week to do this. So yeah. It's like you have all the theory stuff and then you have the tastings. So I have two tastings to do this week. And I wish you were here because we had so much fun when we did the tasting when you came over. So I have to do one tasting where it's like a comparison between two different kinds of white and then a different tasting that's more focused on like pairing with food. But instead of like, here's this dish, I think it's like I have a Pinot Noir and I think maybe a Beaujolais, a different kind of red. But it's like, put a little bit of salt on your tongue and then taste this wine. How does that affect the taste of that wine? Now take a little bit of
for
lemon.
Food pairings.
And so it's, yeah. And so it's like, here are the main different flavor groups and how each of them affects how the wine tastes.
Damn.
And so it's, I'm back to nerding out about wine again. And I love
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you pass. When's the exam?
February 20th.
If you do end up working a wine retail job, I'm going to steal from the store that you work at. Get you fired, etc.
Yeah, that's not. It would not be good for me.
Or oh, sorry. For you. I meant to get a rewards card.
You said
because it's sort of highway robbery. Those rewards cards. I buy 8 bottles, I get one free. Yeah. I don't think so.
What's new with you? What's shaking you?
What's shaking me is let's go with what's shaking me is NFTs.
God damn it!
I'm in the goddamn game.
I knew this day would come, and I've been dreading it.
I am the proud owner of a gray boy and a larva Chad and two noun punks. So I welcome thee, listenee, to join me.
Is this real?
In NFTs. These are all real.
I don't know what any of those things are.
So the gray boy actually gives you membership to the gray boy DAO. Now that's going to be something that sort of operates like a VC in that I am the proud 1/10,000th owner of a Bored Ape Yacht Club and also an NFT world. And I got to vote because I'm in the DAO. And when I voted in the DAO, I was also eating bao. And I'm saying this now loud.
And are you happy?
I'm not, but I did make money on two flips recently, so I think it's extremely volatile. I do think that I'm going to get out of the game just as soon as I entered it, because it is scary. But for the time being, I think everybody should invest. And keep in mind, this is not financial advice. This is just my opinion.
For the time being.
Until I make the money, I would love if everybody bought the ones that I have. And yeah.
I'm going to get out as soon as I get in. And for the time being, I think that I wish it was.
No, I really thought that I was going to become a millionaire. And within a couple of weeks, I've been too scared.
Got
to
it.
Take the big swings because that makes sense. It's a lot of money. The buy-in price is a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not a smart investment. It's actually one of the most volatile ones you could ever make. And that's, I don't know if I have the gut for it. I don't know if I have the heart.
Well, at least you're not learning. At least you're not figuring it out the hard way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Fuck. It's just like I can't stop thinking about our theme song. If you want to find more of our content, you can find Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can find the show on Reddit r/review review, Instagram at review review, and Twitter at review review show.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. Let's thank some VI Podcasts.
All right, let's thank them.
Thank you to underscore Christian Side Hugs for chastity.
Thank you. 2022 is Curvature's impulsive year, which basically just means whatever he wants to at the moment, because that's how impulsive...
Aaron.
Adam Fiverr. So it's Adam Driver, but he's always got some low denomination bills on hand.
Agent Michael Scarn.
Aggie.
Ako is standing in a back alley in a leather jacket smoking a fucking cig. Devastatingly cool.
Alex Witt.
And now a patron who needs no introduction, so moving on.
Austin, not like Texas TV, a.k.a. Butt McFart on Finsta. Huh, I'm still subscribed, so I guess I'm a VI podcat of sorts in a way.
Bob Buell's the name and Buelling's his game.
Brad Donaldson.
Cameron's riding high and biting his thighs, and he's feeling just pretty. Wait. New patron, I think. Cameron is riding low and biting his toes, and he's feeling, well, exuberant.
Chuck.
Clough.
Cullen.
Daddy Tuesday night is truly daddy status now.
Fancy Octopus.
For lack of a better beef, corn.
Freya.
Frito Pray Love.
Good morning and look the valedictorian. Scared of the future while I hop in the DeLorean.
Gray, his legal name for 2022.
Gregberg's 7 days of future past.
Hey, Jeff, could you please have anyone from the Hey Riddle Riddle on the HeadGum Podcast, please?
I literally only subscribe to force Jeff and Riley to say trans rights, XOXO.
I write reviews, not tragedies.
Amazing. Jake Ullman.
Jameson Poncia is a sleepity darling.
Jesse Tipton.
JP again. Tazardi or not Tazardi? Is that even a question?
Caleb Googled hard words to pronounce, so Colonel Rural Squirrel is honestly Dawes.
Casper, new patron.
Lauren Malang.
Little Dumb.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Maggie.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Michael Begel.
Mo, what's the crafty situation looking like, Pete?
Mona Moore Raquel is TikTok. Tell your friend.
Mushu Lasagna knows what Jeff did and is going to tell the world.
My full legal name is Gail Dirt Soil III.
No way, new patron. My hoodie has finally arrived. I can forego my plans to kidnap Jeff and chain him in my basement.
Nate Porteous got boosted. That's when you get a shot of Moderna while in a high chair.
Nobody puts Jeffrey in a corner.
Nolan Murphy's a dumb little boy who doesn't deserve any sweet treats. That's insane. That's
weirdly,
that's really crazy.
That's insane. Nolan Murphy's grandfather, Dennis. Yeah, he's a scamp, all right.
Oh, I want a chance with somebody. Every day a tea with somebody.
Orange, you glad it isn't Hallie.
Period blood poppy.
So, I think we should change that one, right? Phoebe.
Quack.
Riley Puff.
Robert Fridge.
Sarah Kilda.
Sarazm Dvikvid Typher.
Slick Ricky is happy and healthy in Sydney. Love you guys.
So let me get this straight. I pay $30 a month and you say whatever I want? No, that's interesting.
And that's what he uses it for. The early bird gets the firm. The bird is on his grind and he will land the account.
TJ Michael.
Widow Wevin Wark Wemwar.
www.jeffreyjames.com was taken.com was taken.com.
Yarrow Bouchard.
And Yasmin David.
Thank you guys for subscribing. Patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff if you guys also want access to a ton of fun, extra bonus content, and Zardies. But if not, that's fine. And we'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
Chee!
Let me look at you, talk about yourself, try to tell the truth. I could stay up half the night trying to crack your code. I could stay up half the night, but I'd rather hit the road. I just wanna know how you feel. Want a love that's so now, help me work it out. I won't let you down, so you don't need to shout. could stay up half the night playing with your head. I could stay up half the night, but I'd rather go to bed. On the night that I met you, I was on the town. On the night that I met you, I just wanna know. So proud and real, you make me wanna go out and steal. I just wanna fuck you. I just wanna fuck you.
Was a HeadGum original.